103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Meriden, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Johnny Kane. It's the Big 7 League Volleyball Triangular. We're moving into our second and middle match of the evening. This one will feature the Holton Wildcats against the Perry Lecompton Cavs. Perry just picked up a 2-1 victory over Jeff West. The record now 4-3 and has taken on the Holton Wildcats, who also have four wins on the season. Holton has played a few more games than the other two opponents tonight. The Wildcats have a record of 4 wins against 10 losses, coming off a tournament on Saturday as well. They went 1-4 in that tournament. They've played at the Rossville and Riley County tournaments already this season. Holton's Big 7 League record is 2 wins and 2 losses coming into tonight, with 2 games against Perry Lecompton and Jeff West. That'll be our final matchup tonight, Holton and Jeff West, with Holton and Perry coming up. The cause of the team in blue, it'll be Holton in the black uniforms with the white numerals and letters. The Wildcats are coached by Janelle Noel, taking on this Perry Lecompton team coached by Kyle Billings that we just saw against Jeff West. Always kind of interesting when you have a matchup like this, Johnny. One team is kind of coming in cold with just warm up versus one team that's already played. Wouldn't expect them to be tired, I guess, per se. So you would think, I guess, the team that's already played a game maybe has a slight advantage, huh, coming into a matchup in these triangulars like this.
Well, it's even more interesting, too, that Perry Lecompton and Holton have already played this year. I mean, Holton lost to Perry Lecompton in 2 sets earlier this season, one of the first few matches of the year. And you also look at it, too, then Perry already playing a match tonight. So you've got to think that Perry Lecompton does have a little bit of a, not only this advantage of being able to play tonight, but also already having a win over Holton this year.
One thing that Holton seems to have this year is depth, and we will see if that is an asset or perhaps becomes a little bit tricky, because so many players that are good and quality and varsity-type players that you try to give them all a chance, but at some point, you know, the chemistry in the rotation maybe doesn't come together as quickly as Holton would hope. Janelle Noel says the team has struggled more than she expected coming out of the gates this season, and still at times just trying to figure out the exact play and strengths that this team is going to have to build off of as we move through the remainder of the season. But 7 seniors, and Holton will play 12 or so girls in their varsity rotation. So that's something that certainly you would think would help in tournaments and such, keeping the team pretty fresh, is the Holton Wildcats, the black uniforms here tonight.
Yeah, you look at Holton, too. I mean, realistically, that Coach Noel sent us, 14 girls have played at the varsity level this year. Holton's got over 50 girls out for volleyball this year on all levels. That is just outstanding numbers. I mean, you just look up and down, they have numbers 0 to 50. I mean, that just says it all right there.
And they'll be minus one player tonight as well. That's Olivia Summers, who's gone to a family event, so no Olivia Summers. She's one of the seniors, but will not be here for the Wildcats tonight. Holton will have their libero, Cora Miller, who leads the team in digs. The setter, actually they use a couple of them, Grace Etzel and also Macy Gross, who has 122 assists to lead the Holton team. Outside hitter, Timber Wilson, second on the team in kills, behind middle hitter, Sadie Walker. And the middle hitter is Amariah Allen. Holton also has Ren Dieters as an outside hitter in the regular rotation. Dieters is just a sophomore, so one of the youngsters on this team for the Wildcats and Coach Janelle Noel. You get stats for Holton, so we'll talk about those here as this evening progresses. Holton and Perry Lecompton coming up, then Holton and Jeff West. We're live not only on 103.9 KNCA Hiawatha with live radio broadcast and streaming on MSCSports.net, but the Holton channel as well via Facebook Live on the Holton channel. So hope you enjoy it. We're about ready to get the action started. Holton will be on the far side of the court again in their black unis, and Perry Lecompton here on the near side. The teams meet at midcourt and say good luck. Taylor Moore, another senior out there for the Wildcats. Some other players we'll see include Lindsay Wisdom, who is a junior, Emma Bontrager and Bobby Hoare are both defensive specialists. Also, Darcy Ashcraft and Brooke Fluellen, a couple of the players that we could see in varsity rotation here tonight. Perry LeCompton, Allie Baker, Taylor Dammy, Campbell Keller, Brooke Metcalf. Also rotating in is Ella Beasler, who handles some setting duties along with Brooke Metcalf. And we'll see Emma Naley and Madeline Welch out there as well. Seven seniors on the Perry LeCompton team, just like Colton, but a couple of them that don't see much time. They're also minus one player tonight. No Katie Hurd for Perry LeCompton here this season. So just about ready to get this one underway.
Just like our first match tonight, Justin, they have a little bit of a stoppage to make sure everybody is written down correctly in the books. Saw that quite a bit early on in our first match between Perry LeCompton and Jeff West. We already see it here in this Perry LeCompton-Holton match.
Miller, the libero, will be on the back row with Macy Gross. Timber Wilson, it is Moore, Walker, and Patch. Actually, Moore goes out, Patch comes in. Also, Red Dieter's on the front line for the lady catch. And now,
by the way, we don't have line judges yet. I just now noticed that.
And we'll do it from up here.
I don't know if they've noticed that.
Macy Gross, can you get things started? Yeah, I guess we'll play without him, huh?
Wow.
First serve underway. Macy Grossman. Contest begins. Metcalf sets near side. And a hit by Allie Baker. And Holton will get the first point. Senior Macy Gross, referred to by her coach as one of the strong leaders on this team, one of the seniors. Macy Gross gives Holton the 1-0 lead and will serve again here for the Cats.
Very surprised, though, we do not have line judges. They have them over for the JV, but not here with the varsity.
Is that why they're waiting here? Timeout called by Coach Billings. Is Allie Baker a little bit injured? He had to call a timeout. Allie Baker is limping.
Yeah, he yelled at her. He said, Allie, are you okay? And she shook her head no. And that's when Coach Billings decided to use that timeout already.
A huge blow for Perry LeCompton here to start this match if one of the seniors, Allie Baker.
And now Holton just came over and said, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there are no line judges. I think that's Holton. Macy Gross came over, one of the seniors came over and told the referee, hey, we don't have line judges.
That's Fran up in the chair now. Fran, is she retired now from the KSHS-AA?
I thought so.
And then Brocksterman from Royal Valley was in the chair. He's the other official on the varsity court here tonight. Brocksterman over holding the flags now.
Say they're begging volunteers to come over and help out a little bit. And then I'm almost positive the referees did not notice that there were line judges.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a cluster here tonight. As you mentioned at the start of our first game, we had some issues with the rotation and the starters and then getting the scoreboard operating correctly. And there's only one person at the score table as well now. I think
this lady right below us, she's the one trying to recruit them. I'm surprised that they're just not making a couple of Jeff West players come out and do it.
Need the Jeopardy theme song music, I guess, to play here for a bit. Meanwhile, plenty of time for Allie Baker to put on what looks like, is it a knee brace or an ankle?
I think it's an ankle.
Ankle, okay. It looks like they're going to get a couple of the Jeff West JV players to line judge.
That's Peck, isn't it?
On varsity, yeah. Yeah, Peck and Becker. All right, we got line judges now.
But now the issue for Perry LeCompton is,
do we have Allie Baker?
Yes. She'll be on the bench here after this timeout. She's got it on her left ankle, trying to shove it now into her shoe. credit to Coach Billings. He noticed it right away and immediately asked her if she was okay.
Maddie Welch is in to replace her. Macy Gross set to serve. Here we go. The action resumes. Holton up 1-0. Metcalf sets this one right in the middle. Back row hit by Taylor Dammy. Dug out by the Cats. They set it up, and the hit is down and in by Lynn Dieters. So Holton gets the first 2 points here of this set. Now we have line judges and scoreboard operators, and everybody's good to go, and Macy Gross will continue to serve. Sends it to Dammy. Now Metcalf gets underneath it to the left side. The hit by Beasler blocked by Holton. At the net, good stuff there by Sadie Walker. Work in the middle and also Macy Patch. Patch, one of those girls that really fills up the stat sheet. She's got 96 digs. She's got 85 case assists. Works as one of the setters for Holton, does Patch, and also one of their best servers. Here's a spike by Perry LeCompton, and they are on the board. On a hit there by Emma Neely on the right side. So after Holton scored the first three, it's now 3-1. Gabby Gonzalez is the libero. She's in yellow, the color for Perry LeCompton on the video live stream via the Holton channel. Grossback sets it. And a big hit there by Sadie Walker. Now pushed across the net by Perry LeCompton. Patch will set it up for Dieters. And it's dug out by Campbell Keller. Now pushed over by Dammy. Holton will try a hit from the back row. That is Timber Wilson. Nice save by Gonzalez. Now the hit by Campbell Keller to the Holton libero, Cora Miller. Short set, a little dink this time for the Cats. Sadie Walker, and Perry digs that one. Now hits it across and running to the back corner. Timber Wilson couldn't quite retreat to get back there in time. It's now 3-2. Pretty long volley there for our fifth point.
Yeah, I think Coach Noel was trying to tell Wilson that ball was going to go out, but just her instinct told her to just try to save it, and then she just hit it into the wall.
Great serve by Gonzalez. Digging it out of there is Miller on a dive. Now Holton went with the dink by Patch. Gonzalez bumps it high. Back row hit by Campbell Keller. To Miller, now pushed across by Sadie Gross to the far right corner. Gonzalez backpedals to get there. Now a hit by Keller from the back row. Dug by Wilson. Patch brings it back in play and hit across by Miller again for the Cats. Now it's set short. Metcalf in the middle, and the hit goes wide left. Holton did not deflect it, and so the hit was out by Perry's Brooke Metcalf, and Holton leads it 4-2. Serving is Cora Miller. Short serve. Gonzalez gets underneath. Metcalf pops it up. Hit by Beasler. Diving save in the back row by Gross. Hit across the net for Holton by Sadie Walker. Now a big wind up and hit by Taylor Dammy. And Perry able to get this point with Dammy registering a kill. Among the Cause best in that department. Pulling Perry back within a point. It's 4-3. Ella Beasler will serve. And back out there on the court, Johnny, is Allie Baker for the Cause with the ankle braced up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Holton tries to maybe pick on her a little bit.
Gonzalez, now the ball brought back in play by Baker. But then the third hit, Gonzalez and Beasler have the ball drop between them. Breakdown there for the Cause as Holton leads 5-3 in another serve here for Cora Miller. She's the one Holton player in her blue jersey on. Number 10 hits it to the near side. Gonzalez, the libero, gets underneath. Beasler sets it up. Big hit by Dammy through the block attempt of Sadie Walker. Dammy gets another kill, and the Cause down 2. Johnny mentioned second meeting of the year between these two teams. Perry won the first match in straight sets.
And now it's another stoppage as they go back to the scores table and make sure they have everything correct.
Allie Baker will serve. We'll see how that ankle affects her here on a serve coming up. Perry LeCompton down by 1 point.
If you're keeping tabs at home, yes, that is correct. We are about 45 minutes behind schedule. This match was supposed to begin about 6 o'clock, but it didn't begin until about 6:35, 6:40.
And more confusion at the scores table. Yeah, not only did we have a 3-set match in the opener, but how many times did we stop play and have to spend a few minutes trying to figure something out? Meanwhile, on the JV court, Holton won earlier tonight over Perry LeCompton in three sets. And now it's Holton against Jeff West in the JV game. And Jeff West leads 14-12 in game one of the JV contest over Holton. Brutal. Don't forget our basketball or football locker room chats on KNZA every Wednesday and Thursday evening starting at 5:30. You can hear thoughts and comments from high school football girls and boys varsity coaches. Our football locker room chats Wednesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 on Kansas Land Radio.
Hearing you mention basketball sent shivers down my spine. I am nowhere close to ready.
Well, here's
basketball.
The deal, Johnny. We got to send basketball surveys out this week. We need to start compiling basketball information this week from coaches because, you know, the courtside guide will go to press in a little over maybe 5-6 weeks. So
don't tell me that. I'm just enjoying the football season right now.
When will Keisha announce the new classifications? I know those numbers were due to Keisha from all schools on Monday. What is it, normally a couple weeks, early October?
Yeah, I think usually about week 5 or 6 of the football season, I think, is when they typically release them.
All right, everybody's good and ready. Perry LeCompton will serve.
For right now, at least.
Allie Baker, score stays the same, 5-4. Wildcats lead. They scored the first three. Gross sets it to the back row, and it's hit over by Miller. Now the back set by Beasler to Dammy, who hit it way too hard, out of bounds, and the Wildcats lead again by 2. Patch will be serving this time for Holton, and Moore comes into the front row. That's Taylor Moore substituting in for the Cats. As Gross went out. High bump by Beasler, near side Campbell Keller. Nice dig in the back row by Miller. Holton gets it set up. Wilson had a slam on the break, but now hits it across. Perry in the middle. Dammy through the block attempt of Wilson and also Amariah Allen, who's now on that front row for the Cats. Middle hitter in there. Perry down just one with Dammy a running jump serve. Taken by Sadie Walker. Short set to the middle. Little dink here by Amariah Allen, and Perry can't keep it off the floor. 7-5, Wildcats. Timber Wilson to serve. And the hit goes awry off of Allie Baker in the back middle. Baker a missed hit, and she was the player that left earlier with an ankle injury, but has a brace on it. Seems to be favoring it just a little bit. Holton leads by 3, and again they hit it to Baker. This time it's set to the right side and tapped across by Perry's Kendall Gray. Now Holton returns it with Patch. Is it set over the net by Beasler? Patch is there. Goes back row to Sadie Walker. And now hit across by Wren Dieter. High set near side. Campbell Keller with an impressive kill. From the front left side in the back right corner. Nobody home for Holton. Dammy will serve it again with the Cavs now trailing by only 2. Excuse me, not Dammy. That was the last server for Perry LeCompton. Holton served a moment ago, and now it rotates to Perry's Brooke Metcalf. Sadie Walker gets it over for the Cats. Back set. Beasler with a spike. Nice dig by Patch. Hit across by Sadie Walker. Now short set for Perry, and there's a block at the net by Amariah Allen. Metcalf bumps it up. Dammy from the back row. That's popped up and saved by Timber Wilson right back over the net. Perry will set it high on the left side. Campbell Keller and just out. Wait, instinct there by Sadie Walker to play some dodgeball. Get out of the way of that one. It landed just out.
So that was coming right out about her neck high. She did a good job of just spinning to the side and letting the ball roll up past her.
Allen serves for the Lady Cats. Campbell Keller pushes it across with 2 hands. Holton's second hit by Moore over the net. Now Metcalf sets it right back across. Allen comes up to get it from the Cats and now tapped over by Timber Wilson. A diving somersault saved by Perry. Now the spike by Holton, kind of piece of Perry. Nice one-handed save. Metcalf, here's Dammy again from the back row, but out and wide left. on the miss hit by Perry sophomore Taylor Dammy, and Holton has their biggest lead of the game, leading 10-6.
Dammy has had a little bit of a struggle with pulling the ball to the left side here so far in this match. He was so good against Jeff West. Now a good heads-up play there to let the serve go out.
Allen the server, but put too much on it. It's an error too deep, and Holton's lead is 3. Good serve by Perry's Campbell Keller. Set by Patch. Spiked by Moore. Dug out by Dammy. Back set by Metcalf. Beasley lines up, but Holton got a piece of it at the net. Set, tried to set it over the net with Taylor Moore, but didn't get it across. Not her normal setting position as the girls smile about it for a bit, and the Holton lead is only 2. Campbell Keller, another great serve. This one caught up near the rafters, almost hit the goal. Comes back down and hit over by Kimber Wilson. Metcalf sets it up on the left, and it's punched over. Good job getting it across there by Allie Baker. Now a little dink by Holton at the net, Sadie Walker. Perry sets it deep to the back row and tapped across by Dammy. Patch sets it short in the middle. Hard hit there by Sadie Walker. 68 kills coming into today. That's first on the team for Sadie Walker, the senior, in her second season with the Holton Wildcats. Holton up by 3, and back in is their senior, Macy Grove. Set and punched over by Baker. Now punched back across by Holton. Sadie Walker going to get another kill there. And Perry not quite set up and ready for that. It's 12-8.
Justin, I don't know if you see the same thing. It looks like Perry just kind of a step late so far here in this opening set.
Exactly right. Gross will serve it again for the Lady Cats. Best, one of the top servers on Holton's team. Perry will have this one set from Metcalf to Baker. Now Holton back sets to try for Patch. Looking back right corner, but Macy missed it.
Allie Baker just does not look right. She's very, very favoring that left ankle. And now Coach Billings is going to talk to her and ask her if she is okay to continue, and she says yes.
Gabby Gonzalez serves it for Perry. Push it over. Now Gross with a nice bump up for a big hit by Wren Dieters. The Caw's able to dig that one. Keller will spike from the back row. Holton digs it with Timber Wilson back in there. Now they set Dieters down the line, but missed it out of bounds. The Dieters hit just missed firing, and we've gone from a 2-point to a 4-point Holton lead a couple different times here. Currently 12-10. Miller digs this one. Gross gets it. Now tapped over by Timber Wilson. Metcalf with the back set to the back row. Campbell Keller, hard hit, but Wilson is there. And now Holton second it. Gross unable to pull it out of the twine. And the Caws are within 1. Perry played from behind throughout their second and third games against Jeff West. And Taylor Dammy taking care of business, tying us at 12. Coach Noel wants a timeout. As Holton server C bumped it back over the net, Taylor Dammy was there. Thank you very much. 4 straight points for the Caws to tie us here at 12-all. First timeout called by either team. And we're going to keep it here. These 30-second timeouts, barely enough to get in a quick commercial break. What the coaches are trying to do is 2 things. 1, stop momentum of an opponent, and 2, try to clean up a couple things and provide some words of wisdom and encouragement for what needs to happen to be a little bit better.
I think both coaches are going to talk and say that this has not been clean by any means here in this first set, but Holton obviously just trying to get their feet underneath them, playing their first match of the night. Perry LeCompton probably a little bit tired from that 3-set win they just had over Jeff West and trying to get their legs back underneath them.
Holton back on the court, out of the timeout. Perry LeCompton now wanting to take a timeout, and they just called the timeout. What in the world?
I think they're trying to get Baker's ankle back to being okay again.
They're reapplying the brace, and maybe it's...
They had brought over some type of, like, icy hot-looking deal.
They're now
they're actually taping it now. They had just a brace on it, but now it's actually going to be a hard tape.
So Holton called the timeout to stop momentum as Perry had scored four straight to tie us at 12-12, and now Perry using their second timeout here in game one just to buy a little bit of time and try to get Allie Baker back on the court. Kind of moving at a turtle's pace ever since we showed up here tonight, Johnny. We're not going anywhere anytime soon.
We're scheduled to start the third match in 5 minutes. That obviously is going to be nowhere near happening.
10 seconds left. Trainer, assistant coach, to try to get Allie Baker's ankle completely back taped and shoe on and on the court. Holton led 3-0 to start this match, had a 10-6 lead, and again led by 4 points at 12-8, but now we're 12-12 as the Cavs are on a run, and Perry's not going to be able to get Allie Baker out there in time, so they have to substitute. Gabby Gonzalez with the serve. Cora Miller sent it over to Patch, and she misfired. Bit too long on the hit by Macy Patch. That's the first lead for Perry LeCompton here in game number one, 13-12 against Holton. Gonzalez again, blows the serve, short to the middle. Sliding save by Walker. Over to Patch, goes with the dink over the block attempt. Little two-hand push across there by Patch, and Holton ties it at a Baker's dozen. 13 all. It will be Cora Miller serving for the Cats. Meanwhile, they still work on Allie Baker's ankle on the Perry sideline. Serve is over. The JV ball comes into play, and we'll serve it again. Holton has Wilson, Patch, and Walker in the middle right now on the front row. Allen Gross back deep along with the libero server, Cora Miller. Miller, Peters, the only two sophomores with much varsity time for the Lady Cats. He serves. Gives Holton back the lead, and another opportunity here for Miller. 14-13 Wildcats, game one, their first match of the day. Spike by Dammy. Holton has to go retreat to get it. Now on a third hit, Macy Gross sends it over. Partially touched there by Dammy. And now Perry on three hits cannot get it across because they kind of caught a piece of it there. It wasn't a clean block, just got a piece of it at the net.
I don't know if you saw Macy Pat
kick the ball.
She absolutely punted that volleyball in the JV side. She is tired of seeing that ball come across.
Holton up two. Good serve and another ace by Cora Miller. Holton up 16-13.
Man, Perry just all out of sorts here in this second match in this first set. This is not like the same team we just saw against Jeff Leff.
Baker still on the bench meanwhile for the Cavs, so Welch is out there. Three hits, tapped across with two hands by Perry. Holton sets it in the middle and just out, missing wide right on that hit by Sadie Walker. Walker, of course, first on the scene as a junior with a phenomenal softball season, a batting average well over 500, and one of two aces on the Wildcat softball team that made it back to the state tournament. There's an air serve. There's too much on it by Ella Beasler. And Holton's still up by three. 17-14, Sadie Walker, who we just talked about on the softball diamond, will serve now for the Cats. Does that left-handed, just like she pitches. Short set in the middle. Dammy, wow! And he gets a clean look.
I think that had a little frustration in with it, too.
I agree. Pulling the Cavs back within a 17-15 deficit. It'll be Welch having to serve here. One of the first times we've seen Madeline Welch serve as Allie Baker remains on the Perry LeCompton bench. Naley also going to have to come in and play the back row for the Cavs. So out of sorts a bit with Baker out. Coach Billings trying to get everybody in the right spot.
Kendall Gray, a sophomore in there. We haven't seen her much tonight either, but she's in there for Perry LeCompton as well.
Not a good hit by Timber Wilson as the serve came to her and bumped under the net, wide to the left. Cavs pull within 1 point, 17-16. Welch again with another nice serve. Underneath that one is Walker. Gross back sets it, and a power hit by Patch, but dug out nicely by the Cavs. Gonzalez, third hit into the net as the gold-jerseyed libero in the back row for Perry, unable to get it across. 17-15, Holton maintains the lead. Patch with the serve. Back set Beasler, the dink by Dammy, dug out of there by Miller. Now they get it back left side, it's the net, but Wilson able to get it across for the Cats, set over the net by Beasler and Perry. Now set to the back right corner by Taylor Moore. Good court vision there. She got it across to the back right side. The Wildcats lead by three. Macy Patch serving for the Cats. Gonzalez bumps it high right near the net. Punched over by Perry LeCompton's Beasler. Now the back set and a block, but it falls in front of Dammy and Keller, who are there trying to block it for Perry LeCompton. Holton is back for the biggest lead of the set, up 20-16. They led 10-6 and 12-8 as well by a four-point margin. And we got a JV ball on the varsity court again. So we'll redo the point, starting with the serve here by Macy Patch. He's got a 99% serve accuracy this season.
That's
the best
better
on the team. I mean, I think she's just one serve all year. Maybe one serve. Macy Patch, senior. Play all the way around. This just went over. Perry LeCompton, third hit. Block! And Sammy came fly into the net, tried to tap it over. But Holton was there as it was Wilson and Amariah Allen combining on the stuff. Patch will serve again with the Wildcats' biggest lead of the game, now leading by five. Welch, Beasler, left side, hard hit by Keller, up into the rafters by Holton. Second hit by Miller, and the back hit over the net by Amariah Allen. Perry Beasler sets it short middle. Dammy goes to the right side. Diving save, hit over by Miller. Perry will try it again. Beasler near side to Keller. That one's down and in. Campbell Keller, front left, fighting it just inside the red line on the right side, pulling the Cavs within four. So 21-16 is Holton's biggest lead there momentarily at five. Running jump serve by Dammy. Walker underneath it, back set by Patch. Pushed across the net, nobody home. That's a nice play by Timber Wilson on the front line for the Wildcats. This will be Timber Wilson serving it again. Holton 3 points away from winning game one. Keller handles the serve. Beasler gets it back to Campbell Keller. Left side again and through the block. Attempt of Moore and Allen that time for a point for Perry LeCompton.
I couldn't tell. It almost looked like that Dammy had something wrong with her left leg. She was limping around a little bit, and she actually turned around to the crowd and said, "Never mind, I'm fine." I don't know what that was about.
Baker remains on the bench for Perry LeCompton. Holton digs it out and gets it to Dieters. She went with the dink. Now Metcalf, a nice save for Perry, and it's hit across there for the Cavs by Naley. Now spike by Dieters again. Perry saves it. Third hit bumped over by Campbell Keller. In the back row, Walker. Back set, Patch. Moore blocked by Campbell Keller, but it's out of bounds. Keller got a clean stuff, but it went just a little bit to the left side of the line as it returned across the net. And now Holton 2 points away from taking the first set. Served by Allen. Dug out the back set, Metcalf. Campbell Keller, way too much on that one. Holton's got a few set point opportunities here at 24-18. Trying to serve it out is Amariah Allen. Comes to the near corner, Gonzalez. Metcalf sets it over the net. Touched with one hand by Patch, but she can just barely get a hand on it. Nobody else around her. Perry stays alive for the moment here. Still down five as Keller will serve. Holton's big lead was six. Served by Keller. Might have been going out. In fact, what happened?
I think Perry LeCompton was out of position because Gonzalez came out, and I think that was Madeline Welch that came in, and she had no idea where she was supposed to be. And so Holton is going to steal it.
25-19. That's how the first set ends. The teams will flip-flop sides of the court, but the Wildcats taking the opening game by a score of 25-19. Game two coming up, Holton and Perry LeCompton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Meriden with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, and Johnny Kane with you as we get set for the second set between the Holton Wildcats and the Perry LeCompton Cavs. Holton winning the first game 25-19. Only trailed once that entire set, and that was at 13-12. Holton scored the first three, had a couple leads of four, tied at 12, which led to a Holton timeout, then a Perry LeCompton timeout as they tried to get Allie Baker enough time and was not able to do so. And then Holton got on a run after that, led by as many as six, and they win it 25-19. Now on to the second set. Wildcats on the near side in their road black uniforms. Gabby Gonzalez will start with the serving for Perry LeCompton. She's the libero on the far side for the Cavs. First serve by Gonzalez comes near side. Timber Wilson hits it up. Macy Gross sets it high to the near side patch. Hits it across. Perry LeCompton is there. High, high bump. And a block at the net by Macy Patch as she's able to reject Kendall Gray's hit. And the Wildcats get point number one. Serving now for the Cats on the near side. This is Cora Miller. High hit. Metcalf sets it. Here's Taylor Dammy. It hit the net. Went across by Sig for Holton by Amariah Allen. And the hit out. And the Cavs able to get this point to tie us at 1-1. Holton and Perry. And then Holton and Jeff West, still to come later here tonight for Meriden. Nice stick by Gonzalez and Libero. Pushed across the net by Dammy for the Cavs. Holton will set it up near side. Wilson the attack. That's dug out by Campbell. High set. Now the spike by Beasler. And that's blocked but out off the Wildcats. And Perry with a couple straight points takes their first lead. And Ella Beasler will serve again here for the Cavs.
Now Perry had a ton of mistakes that first set. In the second one, they just got to clean up their mistakes. And I'm going to imagine that's what Coach Billings told his girls.
Hit into the net as two Wildcats a bit tangled up there. was Wilson and Allen crossed paths and knocked each other off balance a bit. So Perry will serve it again. It's bumped near the net. Now Gross sets it on the right side. A hard hit by Sadie Walker. Dug out of there by the Cobb. Gonzalez spikes from the back row to Gross. And now Patch sets it short middle. Left-handed hit. This time Sadie Walker got it through. Wildcats down 3-2. Holton only trailed once in the first game, as we mentioned, 13-12, so that two-point deficit a moment ago, 3-1, was their largest of the day. Great low line drive serve there by Sadie Walker. Hard spike by Taylor Tammy, though. Front middle, and the super sophomore for the Cavs makes it a 4-2 lead.
Absolutely no shot to pick that ball up from Damian, and that was an absolute mammoth punch.
Gross sets this one high, and the attack by Wilson knocked over one of the Perry players. Now bumped nearly out of bounds, trying to bring it back in play. They did. Nice save by the Cavs. Here's Allen at the net. That one's blocked by Dammy. And the Cavs with some early momentum here in set two, now leading 5-2. Another serve for Kendall Gray. The rotation a bit different. This one hits the net. The serve does go over. Gross back sets at the patch, and her hit into the net. They've been struggling a bit as Coach Noel crouched down. Will now rise to her feet. The team down 4. Deep serve and too far out of bounds. So an error served by Perry LeCompton, something they struggled with quite a bit against Jeff West in their win earlier tonight.
Yeah, that was Kendall Gray, the sophomore. Didn't play much against Jeff West, but playing a lot more here with Baker on the sideline.
That serves it to Gonzalez. Back set, Beasler. Dammy, I don't think she hit that very clean, but it worked out perfect on a hit down the near side. And Holton will use a timeout now as Perry LeCompton out to a 7-3 advantage here in set number 2. We'll step away as well. Back in 30 seconds on the Holton Channel and KNZA Radio.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fulcani came back with you, along with our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. We've been broadcasting volleyball games around the area here on KNCA the last few weeks, and will the next few Tuesday nights as well. Out of a Holton timeout, the Wildcats trail Perry 7-3, and now it's going to be 8-3, as Holton couldn't quite get set up and arranged there before the third hit by Cora Miller, the libero, went into the net. Holton on the near side of the court, Miller the only one in blue, the libero, underneath the serve is Sadie Walker, but that hit can't be dug out of the net by Patch there near the net, and
I think they said a Perry LeCompton player was underneath the net.
Oh. So Holton will take it, anything they can get right now. They get the serve. Timber Wilson handling that. Dammy spike back row, a hard one off of Wilson and out of play. Dammy kind of helping lead this early surge for Perry LeCompton here in set number 2, now a 5-point lead.
Kind of carrying things early on for Perry LeCompton, but they needed somebody to step up after that tough look in set number 1.
Metcalf back to serve for the Cavs. And pace the back right corner. That time misjudged by Allen, who thought it was going to be out, but landed right in the corner pocket. It's an 8, and now it's a 10-4 lead for the Cavs here in set 2. Holton took the opener 25-19. This one hit over, and it's diving save by Dammy. One second hit twice, third hit not quite over. Holton had brought in Bobby Haar, a senior, to play the back row for a bit. She will stay out there as Amariah Allen gets set to serve for the Cats, now trailing 10-5. Diving save by Dammy, bumped up by Metcalf. over for a hard hit by Beasler. It goes backwards, but now Holton gets it across on the hit by Ren Dieter. There's a spike by Campbell Keller. It must have been blocked by Holton. Perry not going to get to it anyways. It went back, and Holton is rebounded a bit here to pull within four.
Holton will take the point, but they were also one of four hits there because it never came across the side. But nonetheless, Holton still gets the point and the serve.
Holton is down six a little bit ago. They're back within four. Back set to Campbell Keller, and that's blocked, but it stays on the Cats side in front of Walker and Dieter. Libero Cora Miller checks back onto the floor for Holton. Campbell Keller gets set to put it in play for the Cobb. Diving save in the back row. Now tapped across by Patch for the Cats. Back row spike by Danny for Perry LeCompton. Dug out again by Miller. Set in the middle for Sadie Walker. That's blocked. Popped back up over the net. Miller trying to go back left pocket. Diving save by Danny. Metcalf sets it up. Beasler with an impressive hit, but Holton digs it out. Now Taylor Moore has to tap it over. Perry LeCompton will set it. Left side punch again by Beasler. Holton sets it right in the middle, and it's hit across the net by Sadie Walker, but kept alive by Perry. Tammy from the back row, off of Walker and out of bounds. One of the longer points we've had. The Cavs win it and lead it 10-6, or 12-6. Running jump serve by Campbell Keller again. Dug by Miller. Now pushed across by Moore. In the back row, Tammy. You can hit him well from deep. Moore, nice bump across over to Ren Dieters. Diving save by Perry again. Now a nice hit by Campbell Keller. She can spike from the back row as well. Set it in the middle for Walker. And on the line, Sadie Walker paints the back line. Coach Billings can't believe it. They had to recruit some Jeff West volleyball players to line judge. That was a pretty close call. We're a long ways from it, so Holton's going to get the point. Gross comes in. She'll serve. Peters, Walker, and Patch on the front line. Perry sets it deep to Campbell Keller. Dug out of there by Macy Gross. Patch bumps it up, and the hit by Dieter. Diving save by Dammy. Does a somersault, but as she gets it back towards the net, Brooke Metcalf unable to keep it alive. And the Wildcats down by four. Trailed by six twice. Macy Gross with another serve. Metcalf sets it. Beasler. And I guess Holton thought it was going to be out. Bobby Haar let that one go, and it's not even close. I think some players thought there was a timeout called. A few more, kind of halfway off the court. Perry LeCompton is making the substitution. Still no Allie Baker, by the way, so it doesn't look like, even with the new ankle tape job, she's going to be able to give it a go here against Holton. Perry minus one of their key players. Rosie pushes the ball across. Holton now down. And a six-point deficit again, 14-8 on a big hit there. Gonzalez will serve for the Cobb.
You got to wonder, too, is because that injury to Baker happened on the very first point of this match in the first set. You got to think maybe that did play a little bit of factor of why Perry was kind of out of sorts in that first set.
Playing a lot better right now, no doubt about it. They set up Danny again, blocked this time by Dieters and Walker. And then Perry's third hit, they do get it across. Dieters hits it, now it's spiked by Walker. Gonzalez digs that out in the back row. Perry gets it towards the net, Beasler hits it across. Gross scrambles to get the set up, and Dieter's over the block, but we got a lift called on the set there, a double hit called on Gross and the Wildcats, who now face a seven-point deficit. Gonzalez serves. Hit high by Haar, now brought back in by Miller and over the net. Short set middle, Dammy blocked by Walker and Dieters. Perry will push it across, that's Gray. Miscommunication as Holton has two players collide, hard running into Miller that time. And another timeout by Coach Janelle Noel for the second time here in the second set. The lead is the biggest of the game. It's Perry LeCompton up 16-8 over Holton as we head to a 30-second timeout in game two here on KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now. Now for peace of mind later.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flugjani came back with you out of a Holton timeout. Perry LeCompton pulling away. 16-8 in game two, now 17-8. As Sadie Walker's hit goes into the net, Gabby Gonzalez continuing to serve here on quite a roll for the Cavs, who lost game one to Holton, 25-19. In the second set, we've gone the distance all day long. There's a little dink that time. Walker took something off of it. Perry somehow kept it off the floor. Holton's Miller goes to retreat. Now they're hit by Dieter through the block. Metcalf hit it. Second time, Gonzalez got it over. Boy, Perry's scrambling at their best. Here's a hard hit. And this one by Sadie Walker is finally down for a Wildcat point. But man, did Perry do some great things there, keeping that ball alive for a while. Serving for the Cats, Cora Miller. Good serve. Gonzalez bumps it near the net. Bumped by Metcalf, and Danny can't keep it in play. Outside the antennas, or momentum carried her out of bounds. Holton led all but 1 point in set one, and it's been all Perry LeCompton so far here in set two. And an ace serve. Great vision there. Gonzalez too far away from the corner on the serve by Cora Miller.
I think they're actually going to call that Perry LeCompton was out of order once again.
Still a point for the Cats.
Yes, either way, yeah. All of a sudden, Holton has something rolling down just six.
17-11. Another good serve by Miller. Bump near the net. Metcalf to Dammy. Winds up. Partially blocked. Gross bumps it. Now hit across by Amariah Allen. Here's a set near the net. Dammy again partially blocked. Miller gets this one to Gross. The back set right side. Macy Patch can't get it across. Again, Patch with her momentum kind of carrying her out of bounds and away from the net. Couldn't really go into that attack.
Yeah, no, Patch just kind of had all of that momentum going to the right side and then try to revert it back left and just no chance to get that over the top of the net.
Kiesler serves for the Cavs. Patch. Back set by Gross, tapped across by Sadie Walker. Now Dammy winds up and gets that one in front of the block at depth of Walker. Perry LeCompton swept Holton earlier this season, and now looking like the better team in this second game, ahead 19-11. Kiesler sends it deep to Miller. Gross bumps it up near the net. Nice hit. This one is partially blocked before it went out of bounds by Dammy there at the net. Maybe a little bit slow getting up as well.
Yeah, I think they're called to actually. She was underneath the net, and now she's very, very slow to get up. He set the floor a lot tonight, I can tell you that.
Jamie's a player that has one speed, Johnny, and it's overdrive.
Oh, yeah. There's 110% every single time.
Third by Holton. They trail by seven. Head over by Dammy. Now Patch will set it to the left side. Timber Wilson hits it into the net. It's been the case for Holton. It's why they're down so many. Just way too many missed hits here in this second game.
Yeah, way too many self-inflicted errors that started at the beginning of this set, and it's been just continued throughout.
20-12. Holton down eight. Perry serves. Gross gets the set. Pushed to the back corner by Wilson. Perry now near the net, and Dammy misses wide left. Did Holton win both their JV games? I think they won one against Northwest
so.
A little bit
yes,
ago.
Yes, I believe so.
So Holton went 2-0 in JV despite losing their first set of the day against Perry. Perry sets up Campbell Keller, but she hits one into the net. Keller's got some hops.
It almost looked like she waited too long for that ball. It looks like she tried to time it just right and jumped a little early and then just put it into the net.
Pat serves for the Cats to Gonzalez, and now the back set, and Dammy somehow able to get it over. Hatch sets it back middle row, and a nice hit by Sadie Walker. Gonzalez will get it back near the net for Perry, and Dammy has to bump it over, a freebie third hit. Hatch sets it up near side, winding up is Wilson. That's saved by Perry on a third hit. Nope. It was saved by Perry, but it's called a...
I think an underneath the net again, yeah.
Net violation on the cost. So Holton not dead yet. 20-15. Patch again with another nice serve. Diving save by Perry. And Gonzalez hits it at the top of the net, and it goes over. Patch sets it near side. Timber Wilson, two-hand push to the right side. Campbell Keller pushed across now by Beasler of the cost. Moore will set it up. Here's Wilson punching it across for the cat. Perry sets up Keller. Here she comes. That's dug out in the back row by Miller. Holton sets it left side. Wilson again. Gonzalez dies. It goes back off the wall. And Holton wins that point. They have pulled within four. And it looks like a timeout by Kyle Billings, the head coach for the Cobs. 20-16. Holton is back in it after trailing by as many as nine earlier in this second set. We'll return in 30 seconds here on the Holton Channel on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Justin Lucchelli came back with you 20-16, but Holton's got some momentum out of a Perry LeCompton timeout. Patch again with the serve. Perry gets it to Tammy, and that's a kill. Off the patch in the back row and into the bleachers. Perry really needed that point to stay with kind of a comfortable lead and not have to pressure too much here in the second set. They got Dammy serving, leading now by five. Wilson sitting near the net. Patch,
wow,
able to pull it out of there. And the hit went across by Cora Miller, but it was deep, too far out.
Kind of surprised that he called just two hits anyways against Holton. Nonetheless, Perry still gets the point regardless. But
Perry needs just three more points to send us to a third set. Patchback sets this one to Wilson, who hits it into the net. Five times we've said Holton hits it into the net here in the second game.
And all of a sudden, Perry LeCompton now 2 points away from forcing a third.
Taylor Dammy continuing to serve. Walker, patch, and the spike this time by Amariah Allen is good for a Wildcat point. Peters will re-enter on the front row for Holton. Back to serve goes Timber Wilson, the junior. Holton needs several in a row. Beasler back row spike by Dammy. Dug out, but it went right into the net, and Holton couldn't pull it out. Now several set point opportunities here for the Cavs, leading 24-17. Looks like we're going three again, as we did with Perry and Jeff West in our first varsity matchup tonight. None of these teams came in with a winning record in this Big 7 Lake Triangular. Peters out. And Perry takes game two, 25-17. So Holton won the opener, 25-19. Perry takes the second set, 25-17. And we'll play a third when we come back. First, we step aside to thank some of our sponsors. A couple minutes and a timeout here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
John McManigal offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's climate-controlled storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to
move your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kelman, Justin Fluke and Johnny came back with you here at Jeff West High School. Big 7 Lake Triangular. Jeff West came in with just 2 wins, Perry LeCompton 3 wins, Holton had 4 wins, but the Wildcats also had the most losses of any of these teams so far this season, playing a couple tournaments, which Perry LeCompton's yet to play in a tournament this volleyball season. They've been without their head coach for a couple weeks as well with some COVID issues, so here tonight, expected pretty even competitive matchups, and that's what we've seen. Perry LeCompton beat Jeff West in 3 sets, and now we're going to a decisive 3rd set after Holton beat Perry 25-19, but the Cause rebound to win set 2, 25-17. Perry LeCompton led from start to finish in game number 2. Holton led all but 1 point in game number 1, but Allie Baker played game 1 for Perry LeCompton. As Johnny mentioned, it's interesting to note, she went out the first point of the 2nd set, and Perry played pretty good without her on the court. They've had to change the rotation. A couple other players that have seen a little more time maybe than accustomed to on varsity, but as that 2nd set went on, they clearly seemed to kind of have that chemistry and confidence that they needed. And now the team flip-flops sides of the court, so Holton back on the far side where they won game 1 in their road black uniforms. Perry LeCompton in the blues on the near side. Macy Gross will start the serving for Holton. Macy Gross, 98%. Told you earlier that Macy Patch is 99%. Macy Gross almost as good serving for Holton. 98% accuracy. Here's a big spike by Taylor Tammy as Perry gets the bump set. A nice spike by their super sophomore to take point one here in game 3.
I think that's what Perry has to try to do almost every time. And she's, I mean, by far the best hitter that Perry LeCompton has. You've got to just completely find her when she's on the front row.
Holton will have Gross back set this one and a hard hit, but missing out of bounds wide left is Sadie Walker. Too many miss hits by the Wildcats, especially in game number 2. Deep rotation for Coach Noel and the Cats is serving in for Perry LeCompton by Ella Beasler. Now Beasler sets it across the net for Perry, but Gross down on a knee to dig it out. Now it's set over the net accidentally by Macy Patch. And Taylor Dammy says, I'll take that as many times as you want to give it to me. Set over the net. Dammy right there slammed it back home. And a 3-0 start for the Cavs here in set 3. That serve might have been going out, but Miller backpedaled to get it. Now they set it up for Patch. He pushes it over a double block attempt. Bumped back over by Perry. Holton will back set it from Gross to Patch, and we've got a JV ball on the court. Redo this point with Perry up 3-0, and Beasler still serving for the Lady Cats. Beasler will come into the screen from the bottom right and put this ball in play across the court. Not a great hit by Miller, but Gross goes back to get it. Now Dieters hits it over the net. Perry sets it up high. Here's a little push by Metcalf. Excuse me, that's Allie Baker. Baker's back. No, that's Metcalf. Baker's still on the bench. Metcalf out there. Is a hit into the net. Four hits by Perry. And Holton is on the scoreboard after Perry spotted a 3-0 start. Oh, why would get Metcalf and Baker confused? Metcalf's got those pink shoes that really set her apart.
Oh, yeah, you cannot miss her.
Holton will play Jeff West in our final match still coming up later tonight. And here's a whistle. Let's play it. Stop. And a point awarded to Perry LeCompton on a net violation against Holton.
Like I said, actually, Holton was out of the rotation again. We've seen that so many times tonight. I just don't ever remember seeing that as much the last few years, but we've seen it a ton this year.
4-1, Perry leading. We're in set number three. Good serve there for the cause by Gray, and Holton can't return it. So Kendall Gray, one of two sophomores, she and Taylor Dammy getting varsity time, and Holton going to take a timeout. Took a couple in game two, and now trailing 5-1 against the Cavs here in this third set. We'll step away as well. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
High school football coming up Friday on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll have Holton and Sabatha on KNZA and also on the Holton channel. Holton 3-0, Sabatha 1-2. That's this Friday night. Also Centralia Valley Heights on 92.1 KMZA this Friday. Back in action after a Holton timeout. And the Cats get a little help from the tape. And this one hit the net and fell on over on the Perry side. It's 5-2 now, the Cavs leading the Cats. Sadie Walker serving for Holton. The back middle, Gonzalez. Beasler back sets. Here's Dammy with the approach. Hit the net, went on over. Patches there, now Gross. On the back throw hit by Holton. Sadie Walker is down for a point. Holton unable to get anything going in the second set. Down two, we'll have Sadie Walker serving again here. Walker to Gonzalez. Near the net, Beasler short set. Dammy put it away through the block of Tim of Allen and Wilson.
Tell you what, when she gets a wind-up, she is so tough to stop. Oh, yeah, and just a sophomore.
Dammy, who Johnny's referring to, now with the running jump serve, but it's into the net.
Right on cue, huh?
It happens. Taylor Moore re-enters to the front row as Gross checks out. Served by Patch. Dammy digs it. Bump. Dammy spikes in the back row. Dug nicely by Walker. They get it over to Wilson. Two-hand push across. Perry will set it. Campbell Keller, the attack block, and the Cavs can't keep it off the floor. Good block by Holton that time as Allen and Moore were there.
How about this? All of a sudden, the Cats now down just one.
6-5. Pat serves again. Dug by Gray. They get it up to Keller, and that's on the line. Right in front of the Holton bench. Nice hit by Campbell Keller. Boy, fast as some of those balls come down, I don't really think a line judge would be that much fun of a job.
No, not at all. Granted, they do have the best seat in the house.
I'd be more worried about getting out of the way sometimes if some of those balls hit. There's a long hit by Holton, well out of play, and Perry LeCompton with another point now leading 8-5. Brooke Metcalf, one of two setters, serves it again for Perry. Pops up by Walker, but hit the basketball goal. Patch able to adjust, and now hit over by Miller. Nice dig by Dammy in the back row, and the hit by Gray goes into the net. Back row spike attempt by Kimball Gray goes awry. Peters back into the front line for the Cats.
Fantastic job by Holden to stay with that after hit that basketball goal and be able to redirect and then not only save it but get it over and steal the point.
Wilson serves. Metcalf back sets. Keller dug out by Patch. Now Moore bumps it. Spiked from the back row by Walker. Metcalf not a great set there. Keller has to adjust. Pumped right back over by Moore. And now we got a lift called against Holden. Is that on Moore? I don't know if I clearly saw that one, I guess.
I don't think Coach Noel really would agree with it a whole lot either. She puts her hand on the top of her head and spins away and looks at the wall.
Seemed like the back and forth action there for a while. The ball was going one side of the net to the other on each hit. Allen guides this one across for Holton. Metcalf to Beasler, cross court, just missed the line. It's 9-7. Perry LeCompton leading. We're in the decisive third set between these Big 7 teams. Perry owns a win over Holton in straight sets already earlier this season. Perry's final game of the night here. And a service error by Amariah Allen. Holton can't afford mistakes at this juncture.
No, not at all. I mean, every point just means so much now here in this third set.
Zella serves more. Now block at the net by Tammy. Right there, fronting Ren Dieters. And in the battle of sophomores, Tammy wins the point. And the Cavs lead by 4.
Justin, I'm going to put in to say we need to find ourselves a sponsor for a player of the game for volleyball. Because if we did, Tammy might have it right here tonight.
Gonzalez, that ball sit on the net, bounced a couple times, and Holton trying to get it out of the net, went underneath and across the line. So a point for the Cavs. Their biggest lead now is 5. Holton has already used the timeout. Gonzalez will serve it again. This one hit the net again and went across. Holton on the third hit, backwards bump by T. Moore. Now Gonzalez, back set Metcalf. Danny winds up. This one's struck by Patch. And then a miscommunication by Holton. Battle for that second hit, and another timeout by Coach Noel. It is 13-7, Perry LeCompton leading. Holton called a timeout, down 5-1, and again, now trailing 13-7. We'll step away for half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough. And you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Perry LeCompton leads Holton in game number 3. Holton won the opening set, but Perry took the second, winning by 8, and now up by a half dozen. Out of the timeout, Holton gets it to T. Moore. Through the block attempt of Dammy, who's very frustrated with herself as she screams and looks to the ceiling. And a much-needed point for Holton out of the timeout. Senior leader Macy Gross is back in. She'll serve it for the Lady Cats. To the near side. Again, Holton, no margin for errors at this point. Dammy is blocked, lifted, and then out of bounds off Holton. Dammy again with another big point for Perry. 14-7. Beasler drops back to serve. Running jump, right-handed punch across, handled by Miller. Now a big spike by Sadie Walker. Here's Metcalf on the spike for Perry LeCompton. Walker hits it up, and now a third hit by Dieters goes across. Right back near the net, and Dieters was in the net for Holton. Went to hit that ball, punched right into the twine, and Coach Noel now with her hands up behind her head. Her team doubled up on the scoreboard 16-8 at the moment, not playing real well. Miller with the hit over the net. Now, a hard spike by Dammy. Holton digs it out. Gross guides it across. One-handed jab right back across. And then it came right back from Walker to Keller. Now Dammy gets another attempt at it. Holton will hit it over on a third try by Bobby Hart. Now the short set, Dammy. That's partially blocked. That means saved by Gross. Third hit, Gross. Little dink. Perry gives it, and now the hit backwards by Holton. Here's Dieters. That's popped up by Perry. One of the longest points of the game. And Campbell Keller. Nice dink again by Holton Tarr. And then the hit by Dammy is out of bounds, wide right. Pretty big point there. Could have gone either way. Both teams had some attack and opportunities, but Holton gets the point, now trailing 15-9 instead of 16-8. But still needing to whip off several points in a row to be a part of this third game. Miller with the serve. Here's Dammy again. And that's driven by Crazy, and they say Dammy came down on top of it with the right hand swing that time, so a point for the Cats, now down a nickel. Cora Miller. Several low bounces with the volleyball, turns and faces, and sends it to the near side to Metcalf. Now they get it to Dammy. That's popped up by Allen. Back over to Timber Wilson. Gonzalez there for the Cots. Perry sets up Keller, and that's hit too far. Out of bounds. He gets Billings a little bit nervous now as he steps closer to the edge of the court with his Cots up 15-11. Miller serving it again. Three straight points for the Wildcats to try to get back in game number three. Dug by Keller. Set high by Beasler. Damn, he got all of that one. Punching the air right out of the volleyball. Taylor Dammy had had enough. It's 16-11. So four, as close as Holton has been able to get. Gray with an air serve. Kendall hasn't served a ton here tonight. Missed on that one. Sadie Walker will serve for the Cats. They're within four again. Gonzalez bumps it up. Beasler back set. Danny's two-hand push to the back corner. One-handed jab by Walker, but Allen down on the hardwood floor could bring it up into play, and it's 17-12 Cobb with Dammy to serve. Running jump serve, got this one over. Dug by Walker, Gross back set. Here's Allen, a hard, powerful hit, 32-22. It was Macy Patch getting that kill. So it's been a 4-point, 5-point, 4-point, 5-point game.
I feel like for Holton, if they could somehow get it down with a 3 or 2, they could have a really good shot to come back in this one.
Three over to Metcalf, two-hand push to the back corner, Patch is there. Moore sets it up. Timber Wilson will tap it over. Perry will set it. Campbell Keller, that's her spot. Got it through the block. Campbell Keller, so good on that left side front row.
You mentioned it earlier, Justin, but she can absolutely fly. And when she gets that high, the angle that she comes down at makes it so hard to stop.
Good serve by Metcalf for the Cavs. Holton's back row hit by Sadie Walker. Now a hard spike in the middle for Perry LeCompton as that ball is brought back in play for a point by Holton. Clear up against the back bleachers.
That might be one of the plays of the night right there. Just a great job by Holton to stay with it. And then Perry LeCompton, they were already celebrating, had no idea the ball was coming back. And by the time they looked back around, the ball was already hitting the floor.
Wilson serves for Holton. Dammy digs it out. Metcalf back sets. Keller down the right side. Holton got a piece of that one, but a piece is all they can get. How many times has Dammy done a somersault tonight? When she's diving for those, it seems like she just lifts her momentum carrier for a somersault right on through to finish the...
Well, she did about a point ago and almost kicked the line judge in the face. I had to jump out of the way to avoid a foot to the jaw.
Great serve by Campbell Keller. Perry up 19-14. We're in set number three. Walker got it across for the Cats. Here's Gray for Perry LeCompton. Now pushed over the net by Patch. Perry pops it high. Metcalf sets it to the back row to Dammy. That's dug out of there by Walker. Near the net, Patch gets it over. Peters had to adjust, but does get it across. Now Metcalf sets it over. In the back row, it's Walker. Patch sets it short middle. Amariah Allen goes dink. Hit right back over by Perry. Now Holton will send it to Peters. Far side. That's blocked. Saves inbounds by Perry. Great job. And Tammy got it over, but it's put into the net by Kendall Gray. And the Wildcats are down 4 points again, 19-15.
Again, that elusive four-point mark, and Holton now get inside of that four-point mark. You got to feel like if they can, that gives them a lot of confidence.
Starting to get late in the third set. Amariah Allen to Dammy. He's on the back row right now for Perry. Uh-oh, miscommunication between Campbell Keller and Emma Naley. And that's going to lead to a substitution for the cause. Holton is within three, as Johnny mentioned, 19-16. It's as close as they've been since 3-0.
I think Coach Billings just wanted to make sure his girls were in the right spot too. They cannot afford to give away a free point right here.
Allen to serve it again. Short, near side. Dug out of there by Gray. Dammy hits it a mile high, and Campbell Keller pushes it across. The one-handed hit by Holton senior Bobby Haar. Unable to keep it in play. It's 20-16. Here's Gonzalez. Short serve, in fact, too short. Into the net. 20-17. Holton get within two. Gross back in. Macy Gross will serve. There's Dammy getting another kill. She's back on the front row now on that left side and has her team 4 points away from taking this match against Holton. So Holton cannot get any closer than three. Beasler serves for the cause. Bumped over the net by Holton. Perry sets it for Dammy in the middle. Pushed to the back side. Gross is there. Patch sets it up. Tapped over by Walker. Now the set near side. Kendall Gray keeps it alive for Perry. Battling at the net. A lot of players crowded up there near the middle line. A block by Taylor Dammy. Patch, Gross, over to Trent Peters. Gonzalez able to keep it alive. Back near the net. Pushed across by Metcalf to Gross. And now Patch short set. Hard hit with Sadie Walker. Open point. They trail 21-18.
You just feel like for Holton, it's got to happen right now. You cannot just continue to trade these points back and forth. They're going to make the comeback. It's got to happen right here, right now.
Cora Miller back in. She'll serve. The Holton libero in blue. When her team needs her the most. Backpedaling. Metcalf able to get it. Now the set by Beasler over to Sammy. Blocked that time. Patch and Walker. Pull Holton with him, too. 21-19. After that block. Good serve again by Miller. Perry gets it over to Dammy left side, and that's through the block. And the Cavs now lead by three and need just three more.
Tell you what, when Dammy's been on that left side, they have tried to get it to her every single time.
Good serve there by Gray. Holton gets it, and that's through the block. Sadie Walker gets the kill. 22-20. Not going without a fight. Holton won the first set, 25-19. Perry took game two, 25-17. Good serve by Walker. Gonzalez, now they bump it up left side. Campbell Keller, nice diving save in the back row by Miller. We have, where was it?
I think they
Holton
said
the
that Macy Gross went underneath the net. Leslie, they signaled 2-0 to the Holton sideline.
23-20. That was a huge point. Dammy now serving to Miller. Gross back sets. Here's Patch. That's blocked. And punched by Holton out of bounds off of Wilson. A few match point opportunities here for Dammy and the Cavs. Tried to finish the night 2-0. Dammy, it hit the net and went on over. Wilson, now hit high by Miller and pushed across by Patch. Pushed across for Perry LeCompton, and they call it a lift on that little push two-handed hit over the net by Beasley. Still a couple more game point opportunities, game set match point tries here for the Cavs. Holton will play Jeff West next. Pat serving. Jamie with the bump. Beasler sets left. Campbell Keller hit it too far. It's out of bounds. Still alive. 24-22. Pat will serve again for Holton. Still needing at least the next 2 points. Patch deep to the back row to Gray. Now Beasley bumps it up. Tammy spikes in the back row. And that's out too long. Perry struggled now on a few match point opportunities, hitting them a bit too far out. They still have a match point here. 24-23. Patch again with the serve. Tammy. They set it left to Campbell. Keller, and that'll end it. 25-23. They get it to Campbell Keller on the front left side. And Perry LeCompton finishes the night 2-0 as they beat both Jeff West and Holton in three sets here this evening. It'll be Holton and Jeff West still coming up. Let's step aside for a couple of minutes on the Holton Channel via the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. About the time we thought maybe the matches would all be done for the night, we still got one more to go. A couple three-setters here in this Big 7 League Triangular as Perry LeCompton beats Jeff West 2-1, and then just beat Holton 2-1, the Cause winning the final two matches, or the final two sets, I should say, and doing it without Allie Baker, one of their key seniors. I think Perry showed a lot of resilience. They lost the first game, and then they lost one of their top players. And simply, Johnny, they had fewer mistakes, I think, than Holton did. And that was a team that once they kind of got some confidence and kind of figured some things out without Allie Baker on the court, really looked about as good as they did all day in the final two sets against Holton.
Yeah, I mean, because Baker went out in the very first point of the first set, and really from there, Perry just looked out of sorts. And, you know, we always talk about having a rhythm, having the same sets and everything like that, and that plays a big factor. It really does, and it seemed like Perry was able to get that corrected in the second set. They were pretty dominant in that second set, and they were able to squeak out a win there in set number three to win the match.
So we'll have Holton against Jeff West coming up in our final match of the night. With two wins this evening, the Perry LeCompton record, I believe 5-3. That's what we have them at. They hadn't played in a week, and they still have not played any tournaments or any non-league games, for that matter, through this entire high school volleyball season. But two more wins tonight in the Big 7, Perry 5-3 in Big 7 league play. Jeff West is 0-1 tonight, so their record now 2-10, and Holton 0-1 tonight. They are 4-11. On the season. It'll be Holton and Jeff West trying to salvage a split tonight meeting in our final match coming up. We're going to step away for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll have Holton and Jeff West, our final 6-7 volleyball match of the night, coming up. Again, we're live streaming with video on the Holton channel, Facebook Live at MSCSports.net, and, of course, broadcasting live with more high school volleyball on a Tuesday night here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.